This is Think History. I'm Bill Goodman. In the hotly contested presidential election of 1860, in which the future of slavery was the central issue, two of the four candidates were Kentucky natives. Abraham Lincoln, born near Hodgenville but now living in Illinois, headed a Republican Party opposed to further expansion of slavery. The Democratic Party split in two on the slavery question. The Northern Wing nominated Stephen A. Douglas, also of Illinois, who favored letting the people in the territories decide the issue, while John C. Breckinridge of Lexington represented the Southern faction, defending the so-called peculiar institution. A fourth candidate, John Bell of Tennessee, ran on a ticket dedicated to preserving the Union at all costs. 81% of the eligible voters, free white males, cast ballots nationwide. Bell resoundingly carried Kentucky, followed by Breckinridge and Douglas. Abraham Lincoln trailed the field with a paltry 1,300 votes statewide. Only five men in Fayette County, ancestral home of Mary Todd Lincoln, voted for her husband.
Think History is a production of Kentucky Humanities, where we've been telling Kentucky stories for 48 years. Learn more at kyhumanities.org.